Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We study the theme, the least of these, ministering to those in need, in 13 lessons. Lesson 1. God created. When we have a look at the creation, we discover something. Maybe we have experienced that ourselves. You have created something as a gift, for example. You worked some time on it, and then you presented it to someone, and this person, in a bad manner, destroyed it. That's a bitter lesson for us, isn't it? It took time for you to create it. Maybe only a small thing, only a few minutes or hours. But God created a world, a perfect world. And then a destroyer started destroying it. That's bitter, especially for the creatures, the ones as Adam and Eve had been created. Sunday, a glimpse of creation. We read in Acts 17:28, when the Apostle Paul was in the Greek town of Athens, there he spoke in his sermon, "For in him, in God, we live and move and have our being." So that's an interesting statement for the Greek philosophers in Athens. In him we live and move and have our be. That's the point. Because the Bible starts with the sentence, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." The heavens and the earth. It was created by him in the beginning. Now, if he is the creator, he knows the best what's good for the creation. Like an inventor of a technical equipment. And he knows what's good for the creatures. And we read in this first passage, the book of Genesis, in this first chapter, it was good. And in the end, the summary, it was very good. In the beginning, he made it. He's the one who made it in a perfect way. And when we look at these elements he created, there's an air to breathe, water to drink, and there are plants, vegetables. You can eat fruits. There are elements on this planet which you cannot find on other elements in our solar, on other planets in our solar system. They are simply raw material. But here on this planet, life is possible. God created this planet so that we can live on it and get food from it. Otherwise we'll starve to death. No air, death in a few minutes. No water, death in a few days. And no food, death in a few weeks. No survival without the elements God created. Therefore, we should be thankful. Thankful that He created it in such a perfect manner. It was very good. A complete world. When we have a look at this piece of art, there's the universe. Billions of suns, of planets. And God chose one planet out of all of these and created on it a surface so that it is possible for creatures to live on it and to be nourished by all this creation. When God said it was good. And when we look at the creatures, they live their life because of God's program. When birds in our climate assemble in September to fly south, there's a program in what's in them. And this program tells them it's time to go. And those birds fly away which wouldn't find any food in winter time in Europe, in the middle and northern part of Europe. They have to fly southwards, otherwise they would die. And other birds who will find some food because they do not live on insects or something like this, they can stay here. They find something. Or big creatures, animals, wild beasts, like a bear. It would not be enough food in winter. So he starts sleeping. Winter time, sleeping. The heart of a bear, how often can you hear the stroke per minute? 3 times in a minute. It seems this is a dead bear. It just sleeps. God made everything perfect. Was good. It was very good in the beginning. When God makes something, it's the best. People, we human beings, we are on top of all the creatures. And we got something as information with us which helps us how to behave in a perfect way on this planet. And we will see it ended in a disaster. God's plan, God's original plan, is a perfect one. And His plan with you is a perfect one. The problem is, we are the ones, when we do not trust in His plan, that we perform in such a way that in the end it will be a catastrophe. So we learn so much from the Bible. When you trust in God, a blessing will be there as a reward. If we do not trust, as most of all the people on this planet, then we have problems. Then we are in trouble. We will earn serious problems day by day. Stewards of the earth. When we read Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, we read, "Be fruitful and increase in number." Adam and Eve are addressed. "Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea, and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Fill the earth and subdue it. But because of our greed, we tend for exploitation, but will be the end of our planet Earth. Therefore, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, we read about the human responsibility. And what is it? To work on this planet and take care of it. Take care of it. Otherwise, you will start something which will end in your death and in the death of the planet. There are laws in nature, and if we do not act according to these laws, there will be serious problems for us in the air, in the water, and on the land, everywhere. Now, when God created it, He told us, "The earth is the Lord's." Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's. We are the stewards to work it and to take care of it. Now, when people do not act as stewards, as fine stewards, and because of their greed try to take out everything in a quicker way so that they can earn in one generation what should be for more generations, in the end everything will be against us. Our God has a plan with us, and in this plan we should be stewards. Stewards of the earth, of this planet. Taking care of it. God did everything to make a perfect world, and if we take care of it in the right way, we will get a blessing. The Creator knows what will happen if we act against His program or against His plans. When animals act as the program tells them, it's the best for them, and they obey they are not like human beings. Imagine birds who would normally fly away in the middle and northern part of Europe in September towards the south, if they acted against this plan. Imagine they assemble in the air and then the leader tells them, this year we will act differently. We stay here. What will happen? They will all die. It's easy to see. They have a program. They obey God's command. It's in them, their program. We, as human beings, we can act against God's program. And we will get according to our actions. So trusting in God will be a blessing for every creature and for every human being on this planet. A broken world. God created everything in a perfect manner. It was a complete world. Everything was good, very good. But then a destroyer came on the scene. God had created the Garden of Eden for Adam and Eve. Everything perfect. But one tree was the test. Do not eat the fruit of this tree. Otherwise, you will die. Now when Eve appeared there at this tree alone, which was the first mistake, she heard a voice. The devil in the snake. And this voice telling a lie which Eve did not know that it was a lie. This lie of the devil was in such a way to show, I will give you more than God gave to you. You will be on the better side if you trust in me. And from that time on, we have a problem. They tried to get more and lost all. And it's the same habit since then with all the human beings. They want to get more when they do not trust in God, when they do not obey in God's commands, and they trust in someone else who is a liar, a destroyer. He perverts everything what is good. Now in Genesis 3, in verse 16, we read what happened after the fall of Adam and Eve. And to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children. In sorrow. That was the difference. She wanted to get more, and she earned less. And unto Adam, in verse 17, he said, because you have heard unto the voice of your wife, and you have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow shall you eat of it all the days of your life. Again, in sorrow. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return unto the ground, for out of it were you taken. For dust you are, and unto dust shall you return. The problem with all the rubbish on our planet and the rubbish heaps, it's not in nature. There's a perfect recycling program, even with creatures, living creatures and human beings. We will change into dust, and we'll help plants to grow again. There is no rubbish in nature. There's a transformation, a recycling process. We drink very old water. It's recycled again and again. It's the same water all the time. Perfect recycling program. God is a perfect creator. When we trust in Him, there's a blessing. The family web of humanity. The finest experience in our world is when we discover we are loved by somebody. Love, that's the point of life. Being loved. Loving somebody, being loved. That's among the human beings the finest experience they can make. And we need it and we long for it. There's a desire for that. There's another desire. Being in love with our Creator. You see it on the cross. Jesus told us, when he was asked, what is the most important command in the Bible? Love your Creator with all your heart, with all the understanding, your feeling, your emotions, everything. With soul and heart. And love your neighbor. These are the two elements. Love your Creator. Love your neighbor. This is life. Most important. More than anything else. Now when we have a look at this command about love, we soon discover, yeah, love. That's the very thing I like most. I cannot exist without love. And in this family web of humanity, we see that human beings are different. Some are wealthier than others. Some are better educated. And when you look at two groups, the poor ones, the richer ones, the uneducated ones and the educated ones, it is easy for those who are better off to take advantage of their position. But the Lord says, as we read in Proverbs of the King Solomon, who collected these Proverbs, in chapter 22, verse 2, the rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. There will always be rich people and poor people. And this difference in wealth, there is reason for that. Those who are better off can help those who are in need. And this will help both. It will help both. Interestingly enough, not only the poor ones. It helps the richer ones in their development of character. An interesting point. The richer ones do not really need more of wealth. They need more of character development. And therefore the poor rat. Now this family web of humanity, it webs us together. We need each other. And therefore we need the Sabbath day for remembering the one who created us and having time for the ones around us. Time which is reserved, that we do not have to work 7 days a week, but 6 days, that we have time for more. We'll have a look at this later on. Whoever oppresses the poor shows contempt for the Maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. Proverbs 14:31. It's clear where we should aim at. Summary. A close look at the first chapters in the Bible will open to us God's character. He loves to create a planet with an air to breathe and water to drink and plants, vegetables, fruits, that there is food on this planet, that we can be nourished. He made everything that we as human beings can live here in a perfect manner. And He gave us elements for the development of our character too. There are poor ones and rich ones. And they help each other in becoming closer in the image of God. Now when God made everything, He made it in such a way that it was perfect. And the destroyer, what's His name? That's His name. He wants to destroy this perfect harmony, this perfect order. Imagine you have taken all your books, have bought a new shelf, and then you arrange them in a systematic way, and then everything is in order. You can find your books because you have put them in such an order, in themes and so on, categories. And one day you arrive at home, you see the windows are open, cold air is in here, and then you see all the books having been thrown down on the floor. All your work has been in vain. A thief was here in your home, and he made disorder of the order of things. That hurts. But in this example, the only books, you can start anew, and in a few hours, everything will be finished again. But what about this planet? And about the devil, the destroyer? His work of destroying is one which we feel personally, individually. He destroys our enemy. He destroys the web of humanity. He destroys love. Everything. So it's good to trust in God, to have a look at His words, at His commands, and trust in Him, not the other one. If you want to get a blessing, if you want to live a life full of sense, its full meaning, trust in your Creator who made everything perfect for you, who has a special plan for your life. If you trust in Him, He wants you to be in harmony with Him and not in disharmony. Problems will start when we move away from His commands. Problems will start when we think we are more clever than He is. In the end, He wants us to be there, in the center of the universe. Then He wants to show us what He has created in a universe. That's heaven. That's our future. Trust in Him.